Our commitment to promoting diversity and inclusion starts with our supplier partnerships.
We're asking you to expand your lens and partner with us to create opportunities for our diverse suppliers.
And ensuring that everyone has an opportunity to succeed regardless of size or background.
Which is why we must be intentional. Be intentional about bringing diversity, equity, and inclusion into our goals and to our day-to-day opportunities.
We invite you to join us in creating a more inclusive environment, a more inclusive culture.
Welcome to Compass Group's Diversity Matters. This series is intended to give us all the opportunity to connect through conversation with the incredible women and minority business owners who create many of the products we use and serve every day. Whether you're a chef, a manager, a client, or a customer, each one of us can actively support the growth and success of our diverse suppliers. In their voice, in their words, we invite you to be part of their story. Hi, this is Compass Group's Laura Moore, welcoming you to the next episode of Diversity Matters, Driving Equity Through Conversation. Today, we are talking about a value that is foundationally at the core of who we are as a company, fair food. You will hear a beautiful story today, a story about challenges, a story of pain, a story about change, and most importantly, a story about progress. You will hear from different characters who have become our friends, who become our partners. They're leaders from the Fair Food Program, from the coalition that started this movement, and how we're working together to transform the food supply chain. And by the end, you will see that every one of you listening is part of this remarkable journey of human rights. First, we'd like to introduce you to Gerardo Reyes Chavez. He's at the center of what the Washington Post calls one of the great human rights success stories of our day.
To eliminate the abuses that were plaguing the industry for generations, you know?
Gerardo worked in the fields harvesting produce starting back when he was 11 years old. Gerardo, can you tell us about the conditions in southern Florida that ultimately had you and had Compass Group taking a stand and saying, I care about fair? What was going on?
Because of the fact that there were conditions of violence in the fields, situations of sexual harassment and sexual assault impacting a huge percentage of women in the fields, according to a study that came up around 2010 from the Southern Poverty Law Center, about 80% or more women suffer from sexual harassment on a daily basis. Or as some of my colleagues have said, it is our daily bread. That's how they said it. And so as if that isn't bad enough, there are conditions of modern-day slavery where workers have been forced to work at gunpoint under threats of death for them and sometimes for their families. When I arrived in 1989, I met some workers who were part of the second case of modern-day slavery that the coalition helped to prosecute, the Cuello case. These workers were bought and sold on the side of the street. One of them was run over by a truck that almost killed him. It hit him, and he was there to basically force him to get in his truck after they escaped along with other workers that became key witnesses in that case. It was through them that I, in a desperate moment for me and a couple of my friends, we were looking for a job because our wages were stolen. 2 weeks working, and we were effectively jobless, homeless, moneyless, and we didn't know anyone in town. So in that desperate search, we came across a crew leader that happened to be the person who contacted the coalition on behalf of those workers when they were escaping out of this operation. That's how I became involved, and that's how my story began with this. My story is just a story among many, and there's many that are like really horrible.
CNN, CBS, New York Times, Washington Post, you name it, this story made headlines nationwide. Let's take a listen to a few.
Florida produces 90% of the country's winter tomatoes. It also used to be ground zero for modern-day slavery in agriculture.
For generations, farm work has been one of the lowest paid and least protected jobs in the country.
The Coalition of Immokalee Workers, or CIW. Its mission? Force fairness and workers' rights onto Florida's fields.
In the fields where the fruits and vegetables that we eat every day grow, the vast majority, 85%, are picked by hand. In the United States, we depend on migrant workers to do this. Here's Foodbuy CEO Dennis Hogan, who leads Compass sourcing and procurement.
At Compass Group Foodbuy, we understand that farm workers are at the heart of our food supply chain. That is why over the last decade, we have partnered with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers and their Fair Food Program in their effort to promote safe and fair working conditions for farm workers.
If we take a look back to 2009, Compass Group became the first major food service company to sign a landmark agreement with the CIW that will forever change the hearts and minds of the food industry. Judge Laura Safer Espinoza serves as executive director of the Fair Food Program that audits farms and makes sure that farm workers receive fair treatment and fair pay. Judge Laura, can you tell our listeners about the CIW and its Fair Food Program?
Well, Compass and Foodbuy have a tremendous amount to be proud of in terms of what their commitment and their purchasing power has wrought for the most vulnerable workers at the bottom of their supply chain. And really, in the Fair Food Program, the changes that the program has brought about on farms that were once known as ground zero for modern-day slavery are nothing short of comprehensive and dramatic. And after generations of abuse, workers have really been the protagonists in the Fair Food Program in ridding their workplaces of the worst practices and the worst actors. And in that process, the area once known as ground zero for modern-day slavery is now called the best work environment in U.S. agriculture. That means situations of forced labor, sexual assault, systemic wage theft, and being made to work in dangerous conditions are no longer a part of farm workers' daily existence on Fair Food Program farms. And should a problem arise, they know that they can raise complaints free of retaliation. And lest anyone think that these changes would have come about naturally with the passage of time, we have only to look at what is happening outside the Fair Food Program. There have also been tremendous changes for participating growers in the program, and they have become employers of choice. Turnover in their workforce has been reduced. They've prevented risks. They've improved their management systems. And they get verification of ethical labor practices, and that entitles them to receive purchasing preference from the program's participating buyers like Compass and Foodbuy. So that also gives them a well-deserved competitive edge in the market. And I would say finally, but definitely not least, buyers like Compass and Foodbuy benefit from the transparency and the elimination of supply chain risk. And that is happening at a time when consumers, with their instant access to information, are increasingly demanding to know more about the conditions under which the goods they bring into their homes are produced.
And Judge Laura, and we call you that because you are a retired New York State Supreme Court Justice. What worked to create this transformational change?
That is a great question, and you are right. I was a New York State Supreme Court Justice for 20 years, so
wow.
I truly appreciate the power of this program, both the efficiency and the effectiveness of its structure. The buyer's commitment to pay the Fair Food Program premium, as well as to condition their purchases on growers' compliance with human rights standards, have dramatically transformed working conditions on Fair Food Program farms. They've stood behind a code that represents workers' human rights. They've stood behind an education mechanism that makes sure that all workers can become the frontline monitors of their own rights. They stand behind the Fair Food Standards Council's monitoring mechanisms of both our audits and our complaint line. And participating growers know that if they are suspended from the program, they will not be able to sell to participating buyers. And that has made all the difference in the world in eliminating forced labor, sexual assault, systemic wage theft, having workers work in dangerous conditions or be housed in substandard camps. So all of that is what Compass Food Buy's commitment and purchasing power has helped to bring about.
The struggle for the community here, organized by the coalition, started in 1993.
Gerardo, you went from being a migrant worker to a key member of the coalition, mobilizing the farm worker community around national actions for the Campaign for Fair Food. You've personally witnessed firsthand progress, the transformational changes that you've helped make. How does it feel to forever change the lives of people working in the fields?
And that is a reflection of, you know, the power that comes with organizing as a community and also bringing into community, because it's not just let's, get people excited about supporting us. It's a connection at a human level, you know, where we're able to break the stereotypes that sometimes accompany who we are, and start to see each other on a different light, because we are more than hands to do the job. We're people that also have dreams. Many of us had to grab books, exchange them for tools, and get paid very little since we were very young. And then we come here, we continue to do that same job, and we realize that there is no justice when you are a farm worker, so that we need to fight for it. And in this process, I mean, we have found a lot of like-minded people that have helped us build in community all of this. And I think that there are no limits to the potential of what we have built in agriculture. And it is something that, as I mentioned, is spreading to other sectors.
Spreading to other sectors like Hollywood and the film industry. Here at Compass, we know safety, health, and environment come first. We never compromise on the health and safety of the people in our communities. So what does this agreement mean to our listeners? Let's ask FoodBuy to help us put it into perspective. First, we'll hear from Sustainability Manager Graham Givens, and then Dennis Hogan again.
Compass has a global mission to protect human rights. It's really the basis of what we do as a company, or what we need to do as a company. You know, and it only makes sense for us to connect with an organization that's credited with being, you know, the gold standard, that's well known for protecting human rights, for progressing human rights, and just making sure that the people in our supply chain are heard, and that their voices are carried throughout, so that we can make sure that we're doing as much as we can. As they are so integral to our business.
This work became even more important throughout the pandemic and continues to be a critical need to ensure we have a safe and reliable food supply chain. Compass employees and clients should be proud to know that this will continue to be an important piece of our ongoing mission as a company, and we will continue to look for partners in our supply chain that share our vision.
There was a really important point that we just heard, and that's this is an ongoing process, a journey, right? So how is Compass driving change? It's really through the power of purchasing. And we have a significant number of chefs, of clients, of managers. They all really care. They want to make a positive impact. They want to get more involved. So, Gerardo, how do they do that? If you could speak directly to them, what would you tell them to do?
So what I would say to everyone, especially chefs, is that there's more to food than us, you know, being the people that are creating some change. There's also an urgency for all of us to stand together and to bring this conversation into the different kitchen tables on our homes and our businesses, whatever it is that we are able to do this. Why? Because we are doing everything to feed the country. And I think that we deserve, at the very least, to be able to feed our families in a dignified way without having to be afraid that in any moment we might end up in a situation in which our life is threatened by those who want to take advantage in those ways.
It's going to take everyone in the supply chain, right? Linking arms and making commitments in order for sweeping change to really take hold nationwide. So the growers and the distributors, right, they are integral to the purchasing process. What's your message to them?
They shouldn't be afraid of this. You know, this is the future, and we shouldn't be afraid of a future in which the people that makes their businesses, their farms flourish, should be treated in a fair way. It is possible. We are doing it, and it works. We have something that's really powerful and beautiful here that was created by the people who have suffered the most. And this is rare, and this is powerful because of it. So I invite everyone who wants to stand with us to think about the food, but never forget about the work that we all need to do together to make sure that that food is not tainted with abuses, with humiliation, with blood.
Wow. Wow, that's very powerful and very well said. And let's close out this conversation by going back to Judge Laura. What are your hopes for the future of FAIR?
I think all of us in the FAIR Food Program feel that the program's structure and implementation on participating farms is like a vaccination and a cure for the worst human rights abuses. And so what is important is to spread that cure, to spread that vaccination as far and wide as possible. Since the beginning of the Fair Food Program, the program has expanded to 7 additional states. We're now present in 8 states and multiple crops, including the flower sector most recently. But there is so much that remains to be done. And when we look outside the Fair Food Program and we see the drumbeat of forced labor cases, particularly in the guest worker program, the indictments that have involved tens of thousands of workers who have been exploited and abused, and hundreds of millions of profit that have been made by the perpetrators of forced labor and systemic wage theft, against these workers, we know that there is so much more that needs to be done. And we do believe that the commitment of the program's participating buyers, together with workers, is what will allow this cure and this vaccination to spread throughout U.S. agriculture. In closing, I just wanted to thank you so much again for this opportunity to talk about the Fair Food Program's work and what we have accomplished together with participating buyers like Compass and FoodBuy. And we would like to invite you, whether you are a purchaser or distributor, a chef, a restaurateur, to continue this dialogue. Please contact us. Please look at our website. Please ask us any questions that are on your mind as regarding how we can further collaborate. And I also urge you to come and visit the Fair Food Program in action, as several delegations from Compass and FoodBuy have done in the past. Those are remarkable exchanges, and we feel that they are very rich and beneficial on both sides to understand how unique an experience and how unique the results that have been wrought by the Fair Food Program truly are.
Compass supports farm workers year-round, and Farm Worker Awareness Week is a great time to tell our story, March 26th to April 2nd. So if you're a Compass associate, understand our why. Share it with your customers, with your family at dinner, share it at a meeting with your client. Take this podcast and listen to it with 2 people on your team. Share it out. Education, awareness, that's what drives change. Through our partnership, we are making meaningful change to shape the future of FAIR, a time when farm work is less dangerous, when it's more respected, and farm to table means safety and dignity for all who work to feed us. Thanks for listening. Our goal is to help build a more equitable and sustainable world while striving to be market leaders. By supporting the diverse business, we also support their communities. Thank you for being part of this important journey.